Luke's account of the resurrection begins at the tomb itself, telling about three named women and other unnamed women taking spices purchased by Nicodemus in order to embalm the body of Jesus. "The stone has been moved." And two men asked, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen." Then Luke's focus moves from the tomb to two unnamed followers walking the 7-mile road from Jerusalem back to Emmaus. You know the story well. For more than 1,000 years, cloistered monastic communities have retold this road to Emmaus story shortly after Resurrection Sunday has concluded. It is at the heart of Midnight Matins for Easter Monday. Now, back in the good old days, monastic communities, whether male or female, would rise from bed 3 times each night to gather to chant, pray, and yes, hear lessons, which were actually mini sermons, 1 each time they got up. That was their reward, and yet another reason I'm not a monk. During Matins every Easter Monday, in the middle of the night, cloistered communities hear an insightful homily by Pope St. Gregory, who died 604. This is Gregory the First. Chant is sometimes called Gregorian in his honor, but that's a topic for another day. Most unusually, I have included Pope Gregory's sermon in today's email. That's how much I like it. I wish all sermons were as brief and insightful as his. Pope St. Gregory made several points. First, he speculated that the reason the two followers of Jesus did not recognize him was because they did not yet really believe in him and did not expect to see him. So they didn't. In Gregory's words, externally and to their bodily eyes, he accommodated himself to the eyes of their hearts. That is, they saw only what they expected or wanted to see. Gregory's second point was that the men graciously invited the stranger to stay with them for supper and overnight. Gregory adds, "From their example, we ought to learn that strangers should not only be invited to share our lodgings, but must be urged to do so." In fact, Benedictine communities all around the world are still receiving and welcoming guests. I have benefited from Benedictine hospitality. Gregory's third point was that, quote, "Observe that they were enlightened not by hearing the commands of God, but in performing them." And now the final and best sentence of the sermon. Note that the Lord was not recognized when he was speaking, but he did manifest himself while he was being served. Josef Rheinberger wrote music for the words with which the two followers invited Jesus to stay with them. Bleib bei uns, denn es will Abend werden. Remain with us, for it will be evening and the day has drawn to a close. Luke 24:29. Those words can also be our prayer. And they can become a metaphor for Jesus staying with us during the twilight of life, when the final evening of our life draws to its close. We hear Josef Rheinberger's Drei geistliche Gesänge, Opus 69, number 3, called Abendlied, or Evening Song, sung by the Vancouver Cantata Singers, conducted by James Fankhauser.